If you're unemployed in the state of Washington and you're getting unemployment benefits, the government shutdown might affect you. The state agency that processes unemployment claims pays its staff with federal dollars. Yesterday, layoff notices were sent to every staff member, and it's not clear if the agency can continue operating past this week. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
About 1,700 people work for the state's Employment Security Department, and about a third of them process unemployment claims. The good news is that unemployment benefits are safe. That money's in a trust fund and will not be affected by the government shutdown. The bad news concerns the people who process that money and send out the checks. Even though they're state workers, their salaries are largely paid for with federal funds. And guess what?
As of today, we have no money to pay staff to process unemployment benefits.
That's Cheryl Hutchison, communications director for the state Employment Security Department. She says the agency is using state funds to stay open through the week. But if the shutdown lasts beyond that, Hutchison says it's not clear how the agency can continue to operate. That's not good news for the 80 to 90,000 people in the state who currently receive unemployment benefits.
You know, people across the state who rely heavily on these benefits. In some cases, they've been on them for quite some time because of the situation with the economy. So we absolutely understand the pain this is causing.
Hutchison says it costs about $250,000 a week to process unemployment claims. That's just to pay staff, and it doesn't include overhead. One solution is for the state to step in and pick up the tab. Hutchison says that's happened during past government shutdowns. David Postman is spokesman for Governor Jay Inslee. He says this government shutdown is different.
There is no big pot of money in state government that can cover all these things without some sense that we would get that money back from the federal government at some point, and we don't have that assurance today.
Postman says if the shutdown drags on, it's not just unemployment claims that could take a hit. A number of state programs, including job retraining for veterans and federally funded transportation projects, could also be affected. And here's something else that could happen. If the agency that processes unemployment claims has to lay off staff, at least those people will be entitled to unemployment. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.